Councilman Caleb Collier said.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, is the paranormal becoming normal? Welcome, Christian patriots, to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew, plug you into politics, and even plug you into the paranormal. Okay, every once in a while we do this freaky thing. We talk about Nephilim. We talk about demons. We talk about angels. The exchange of supernatural is happening every single minute. So those of you who are interested in that and want to do exactly what Paul says, wrestle not against flesh and blood, but wrestle against principalities, spirits, things in high places. That's what we are called to do, and that's what we're going to do in this episode. But before we do, please go to our website, churchandstate.media. Thank you so much for supporting us. God has been just pouring out blessing after blessing on our ministry. And that's truly what Church and State is. This is not a business. This is a ministry, and it's a God's business. So go, if you want to, this is a way you can support us. Go to MyPillow or, here's the thing. You're not going to get as good of a deal on sheets, pillows, any of that sort of thing. If you're going and buying it yourself at the website, go and use our promo code Church and State. You will save money. You will actually be putting money into our pockets as well. It's one of the ways that Mike Lindell has one of the best payouts for social media, podcasters, those of us in this kind of realm. We want to support him because A, he is a Christian and he's a recovered drug using alcoholic, all those things. His testimony, you can actually hear. We got to sit down with him in Tulare, California. He shared with us his testimony. You can also support a patriot, somebody who is actively coming against dominion voting. We're going to talk about that word dominion. It's going to be the very closing word for us wrestling against flesh and blood. But my brother, Mike Lindell, has been wrestling on a financial basis against Dominion voting systems. You can help him by buying his products, which they're really good. Chris, they're amazing. They're the best. His sheets, pillows, all of that. I sleep on my pillow and I get a good night's sleep. So please go to his website, which we have right here up for you to see. Type in the word Church and State. When you make your purchases, you'll get a discount. With that promo code, you'll be supporting us. All right. This is an amazing time to be alive. Like right now, we are seeing an intersection of heaven and earth. All the time on the news, you see these exchanges. We can't define all of it, okay? There's such a thing as overburdening the devil with the blame. A lot of people in Christian circles, I grew up in this realm, maybe you did, those of you who are listening to me. Oh, Lord, I've just been really attacked. What does that even mean? What is it? I've been really attacked. And then usually there's this kind of just Christian feeling. I want to be strong. I want to be under the blood. What does that even mean, under the blood? Christian terminology is very confusing. We can be attacked. And I ask this question to you: how much is the devil involved in these daily attacks? Because we're going to go after him. The Bible says he moves and operates as a lion. He's not a lion. He tries to be a lion. He's a toothless lion. But that all aside, there is an enemy. Paul's very clear. Ephesians chapter 6. In fact, if we can actually pull that up, because we're going to be hanging out in Ephesians chapter 6. And I want you to see this. Ephesians, and down to verse 12 specifically, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, this is Paul. He says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." That word, rulers of this world, is cosmokratores. It's cosmos and then krator. They're entities that are of another realm. Okay. Hollywood taps into this stuff and it's not a joke. So us as Christians, we have to be girded up, ready to combat this type of stuff. And it's coming in your home. It's coming in your home. There's portals actually open in your home. You don't even know it, whether it's TV shows. Yeah. Those of you who are, you have a loved one, Our family's struggling through the process of, we have loved ones in my home who I'm having to pray and combat with them. Serious temptations. And as a pastor, it's hard for me to be transparent, but I have family members who are struggling with addiction, and it opens portals in your home. So we have to fight. We have to wrestle. That word wrestle doesn't mean mess around with. It doesn't mean poke. It means actually fight, to guard, to attack. So there's a recent actual attack where the attack came into a church. So we're going to talk about this story. A pastor by the name of Glenn Germany. The article says, divine intervention saves pastor after gunman pulls trigger during a church service. How would you like to go through that experience? A pastor, it says, had it to be a miracle no one was hurt after a man pulled a gun on him during a Sunday service, but the firearm jammed. The moment was caught on video thanks to the Pennsylvania church's live stream, with the pastor jumping out of the way when the suspect brandished the gun at him from the aisle. Holy cow. That would get your blood pumping, Chris, like in a fast way. And we're going to have the clip here in a second, because I'm a journalist. I pride myself in, like, is this stuff real? And I watch body language. We're going to have this clip here in a second. Those of you who are watching on Facebook or Rumble, we're going to have a lot of media. Just so you know, this episode is going to have a lot of media. We're going to talk about demons. We're going to talk about even how Hollywood has affected it. So we're going to have a lot of media. And I want to encourage all of you who are listening at American Christian Network, please tune in to Facebook. You just type in at Church and State 1776 or at Rumble at Church and State 1776. You can watch the whole entire thing, media stuff included, all the pictures and images. So it says during his live stream, Pastor Glenn Germany of Jesus Dwelling Church in North Braddock said Monday he was thankful to God to still be alive. He pulled the trigger and a miracle of God happened, that the gun got jammed. The bullet had a name on it, Mr. Germany told ABC's Good Morning America. The suspect, Bernard Jr. Polite, not very polite, irony there, 26 years old, was later arrested after the member of a congregation tackled him to the ground. That's a good deacon. That's a really good deacon or usher. The pastor said that he had noticed the suspect enter the church and he even smiled at him before pulling the gun. Do you have his mugshot? This dude, his eyes are droopy. I don't know. He's got a face tattoo. Pastor Glenn is a man of color. He's African-American. The shooter is African-American. So we can also say this is not, maybe you could say it's not racially motivated. This is just straight up, to me, demonic, for you to come in there. From what's going on, I'm not going to read what all happened as far as transpired, but basically the state police officers searched the suspect's home late Sunday evening, and they reported that a body was found at Mr. Polite's home around the 500 block of Stokes Avenue in North Braddock. So there's more ongoing about this, but to me, I don't want to blame the devil for everything, but just looking at the mugshot of this guy, Chris, he does not look sane. Just going to throw that down. The dude doesn't look sane. I don't know if he's on drugs. His eyes are not all there. Guys who are on radio, American Christian Network, this dude's eyes are barely open. So right now, we're going to go ahead and play the clip of the actual live stream. So those of you here, and you're going to hear a newscaster kind of talk briefly about the incident.
Man is now behind bars after walking into a church and trying to shoot the pastor. It happened Sunday while Reverend Glenn Germany was live streaming a sermon at his church outside of Pittsburgh. Police say the suspect walked up to the front, pointed a gun at Germany, and pulled the trigger, but the gun didn't fire. Church deacon Clarence McAllister tackled the gunman, and Germany jumped in.
Dude, back that up. The dude hurtled. He hurtled.
You know, he...
Glenn Germany was live streaming.
There's like a piece of wood there, like an altar.
Outside of Pittsburgh. Police say the suspect walked up to the front, pointed a gun at Germany, and pulled
the
trigger.
Runs.
The gun didn't fire. Church deacon Clarence McAllister tackled the gunman, and Germany jumped in to pry the gun away.
You know, he shot. You can hear the gun click. He shot, and he came towards me. And no, I haven't digested yet. No, I don't know what's on my mind right now. Later on, I may have other thoughts, but right now, everything just happened so fast.
I got to give God thanks for giving me the courage to do what I did.
Police say the suspect, Bernard Polite, said, quote, God told me to do it. He faces numerous charges, including aggravated assault and attempted homicide. After the incident at the church, police found a relative of the suspect shot to death inside the suspect's home. That investigation continues.
Okay, so crazy story. Imagine having a gun pointed at your face, preaching the word of God. Guy pulls the trigger. Your angel, come on, hallelujah, sitting up in heaven right now, is that dude's getting awards. Whatever the angel is for Glenn, Germany, thank you, Jesus.
I'm
thankful that gun jammed. Could have been a very, very different story. So we got to tie this back to the paranormal. We see, movies all over the place are engaging in, and we talked about it when we had Gary Wynn on the show. There's a movie, Fallen. We're going to show some clips from that. This actual clip here from the Parkland shooter, his name is Nicholas Cruz. Nicholas Cruz is he was 17 years old when the shooting happened. And this happened, I believe, in 2018, the Parkland shooting. He was possessed. You're going to see a Facebook reel that kind of burst this show. And we're going to watch the full entire clip because he is demonically possessed. And we're going to prove it. We're going to show videos of it. You'll be able to see him even scratching his arms and stuff, going and doing this type of behavior. And then we're going to show clips from a movie called Nefarious, which is actually produced by Christians. And this movie kind of displays in a way for you to kind of realize, Christian, this is a real battle. And the kind of montage or the conversation between the good and evil character Nefarious really highlights what we have going here. So watch this video clip of the Parkland shooter, Nicholas Cruz. And I got to point this out too. This is very interesting, Chris. I've been taking notes of the names of some of these shooters. A guy by the name of Salvador Ramos was the shooter in Texas a couple of years ago where he lit up a elementary school. A bunch of kids, Hispanic kids, died. It was horrific. Salvador Ramos means savior, and the name Ramos means ram. Savior Ram. Very interesting. The devil picks these people with these powerful names, and those of you who've studied doctrine, the very essence of the sacrifice, Abraham didn't sacrifice Isaac, he sacrificed the ram, Salvador Ramos. Very interesting. I can't say I want to get too weird, but even the name Nicholas Cruz, you need to know the name Nicholas means victory for the people. And the last name Cruz means Holy Cross. So victory for the people by a Holy Cross. Why would these shooters have these type of names? Salvador Ramos, Nicholas Cruz, victory by the people with a Holy Cross. So you have to know that the devil is, there's no coincidences, okay? But God has a master plan. So show this clip, Chris, of the interactions of Nicholas Cruz in jail.
Yes, I love you too.
Scratching his arms, you can see this is Nicholas Cruz.
You're people think you're a monster now.
A monster?
You're not acting like yourself. Why? This is not who you are. Come on. Why did you do this? This is. Don't even laugh. Dude, this is.
I'm sorry.
You can't. Why are you. Can I hug him?
He says, can I hug him? That's a young man who's visiting Nicholas Cruz in jail. This is when he's the very first day.
I know what you've gone through.
That's
okay, bro.
He says it's okay, bro. This young man's hugging him.
I know how you grow up. I know that people don't understand you, but I understand.
I can't remember.
I wish I could have prevented this, because I feel like this is a big part of my fault also, because. We grew up together. I know I was the nicest to you. I know I probably made you feel like You told me that, I'm pretty sure that you told me that I made you want to kill yourself or something. And I'm sorry that I grew up being a dumb jerk to you and made fun of you and didn't want you to hang out with my friends even though I have to go. I can't, I literally can't stay here with you. Like, I want to stay here with you. I don't want to go with this. I don't want to go back out there.
He actually encourages him to seek God.
People are crazy out there right now. I do not want to go back out there, but I have to. Alright? I'm going to come see you, bro. Please. Don't forget, alright? When you're feeling hopeless, think about me, alright? I'm going to... I love you. I believe.
You're going to have the chance to talk to him on the phone. They have phones and everything over there and everything else, so...
This is an interrogation
room. Try to find God, alright? Just say you have a demon, try to find God, because God is...
Pause it just for a second, Chris. He says, try to find God. They say you have a demon, try to find God. This is one of his friends in an interrogation room, which is very interesting. We're going to show a video clip from Nefarious, and it's got that Hollywood feel because they're in an interrogation room. The reason why I'm showing you this clip is because this is not Hollywood. This is real. We are wrestling as human beings an unseen force. A demonic force that will try to tell you it's not real. It is real. And it's going after your kids, and it starts with anxiety or depression, loneliness, isolation. I'm not trying to create fear, but we're wrestling this. Keep playing the clip.
Be there for you. Just, when you're thinking in your head, just try to connect with God, all right?
Try to connect with God.
Try to see, like, I want you to know, bro. I really care for you, and I love you, all right?
Okay.
You'll get through this, all right? Just stay solid, all right? It's gonna suck for a while, but all right, just stay strong.
Okay.
For radio listeners, he's sitting inside an interrogation cell. He's basically wearing like a hospital
robe. What else did the voice tell you to do that's...
Pause it just for 1 second. I'm just going to explain. This is somebody who is, I believe, either a police investigator or either a psychological eval person who's beginning to ask him questions about, has he killed animals? Then he begins to ask him if he's demon possessed. Then he begins to kind of mock that and watch the behavior of Nicholas Cruz when he begins to mock him. And it gets really interesting. Go ahead and play this clip.
Killed animals?
Yes.
What kind of animals?
He says, have you killed animals?
Birds.
He says, birds.
How you kill them?
Wait for them, kill them.
Oh, can't catch them, so how are you waiting for them?
Out in the grass, wait for a bird to come up.
When was the last time you heard the voice?
The voice.
Yesterday.
What time was it yesterday?
It was at night.
He says it's at night. Okay. He heard
the voice.
What's
the voice telling
you? Hurt people.
The voice said to hurt people.
Hurt people at Dollar Tree? Or hurt people?
Hurt people, okay.
Okay. Doesn't say specifically who?
Said to hurt people in general.
The voice isn't me.
He says the voice isn't me.
There's no...
In here.
Okay, it's in your head.
Yes.
What is it, a male voice or a female voice?
Male.
Male?
Male voice.
Can you tell how old the voice is?
My age.
Okay.
It's me and then my bad side.
I understand. Everybody's got a, quote, good and bad side.
It's a voice.
It says it's a voice in his head.
And then it's me. It's just regular me. Just trying to be a good person.
Okay.
You could have stopped the demon by getting a prescription for... You could have stopped the demon by getting a prescription for... You could have stopped the demon by illegally doing... You were doing it anyway. You could have stopped the demon by doing... illegally, which you were doing anyway. You could have stopped the demon anytime you want. You didn't want it.
He can't say the word for some reason. They're clipping out Xanax, I think. You get a prescription. He may say in a second, because I'm pretty sure in the video he names one of the prescription drugs, which you and I, Chris, know that a lot of these are... tendency to make people even more suicidal. Go ahead and push play.
Stop the demon.
No, that's not true.
You didn't. You could have. I've given you 4 ways you could have stopped the demon, man.
It's interesting he calls the demon.
Okay, now
the
you know you're just acting like that because...
No.
Look at, he's acting
weird now,
Chris.
You're just acting like that because I'm making sense. Calm down. I'm making sense
it's
and you don't like hard. When it makes sense.
No.
Because it doesn't fit into the story you're telling
now. I'm telling you the story. It's true. It's just,
well, why are you looking at your arm now?
I'm trying to understand why.
Well, why didn't you want to stop the demon?
I don't know.
Because you, I think you like the demon.
No, I don't.
Says, why do you think you like the demon?
I don't like the demon.
Well,
that's if the demon
even exists.
I get an attorney or something.
You want what? An attorney?
Yeah.
Says he wants the demon, an attorney. The voices tell you to get an attorney? Okay. Alright, will you tell the voice that don't hit yourself in the head, because the attorney, the demon just requested, I will stop talking to you.
I'm scared.
You're scared of what?
Why wouldn't he protect me, man?
Pause it. That's interesting. Pause it. Why wouldn't he protect me? He's talking about the demon. These things give you supernatural confidence. I believe there's a tie back even to the very words of AKA Sasha Fierce, Beyonce Knowles. She says that she's overcome with this power when a spirit, in her words, comes upon her, and she's named it Sasha Fierce. She says she can't do the things on stage that she tries to do without this spirit that comes upon her. There is a false power that comes upon these individuals. This is crazy. He literally says, why isn't he, or why didn't he, I believe it's lowercase he, this entity, help me. Push play. This is crazy.
Again, your demon wants an attorney. Does the demon know an attorney? Any name in particular? Okay. All right, well, just relax. You're done talking to me. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, calm down.
This is... To me, we are given choice all the time. We're also going to highlight a scripture later on. We're going to go there. Genesis chapter, I believe it's Genesis chapter 6, where, no, it's actually Genesis chapter 4. Cain is tempted, and God says, you have to run. You have to master sin. You have to run from it. We are given pitches thrown at us all the time, lobbed at us. Paul says, fiery darts of the enemy. There's a shield of faith to repel these things that are being pitched at us like baseballs constantly. Fear, anxiety, insecurity. And this young man, he took the bait, and the demon became part of his identity. We're going to show a clip here now of him bragging before the shooting. It will show you the demonicness in his tone. It will also show you the intentionality of what he's doing. Go ahead and play.
Hello. My name is Nick, and I'm going to be the next school shooter of 2018. My goal is at least 20 people with an AR-15 and a couple tracer rounds. I think I can do a good done. Location is Stone Douglas in Parkland, Florida. It's gonna be a big event. And when you see me on the news, you all know who I am. You're all going to die.
Play that again, just the last couple seconds. You're all gonna die. Play that. It sounds demonic. Pew, 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 pew. Pew, pew, pew.
When you see me on the news, you all know who I am. You're all going to die. Pew,
pew, pew, pew, pew. I want to speak right now to young people. Those of you who are in high school, I can just tell by his body language, the way his hat is tipped. This kid is so not like your average kid. He would be prey for harassment, being teased. This kid, if you have kids like this in your life, parents, grandparents, see the signs. I'm not saying you question every kid, but this is the type of kid that easily would have fallen prey. And there's something that's off in there. You can hear in the sound of his laughter about pew, pew, pew after killing people. This is right before the event, as he was leaving, he made these videos. They actually showed these videos at his court hearing. We're going to play one last clip, and then this is going to turn into a two-part episode. I really want to encourage those of you who are watching this. We're wrestling against flesh and blood no longer. We wrestle against powers, principalities, high things, and we got to push back. This is a video clip from the movie Nefarious. I have not yet seen the whole entire movie, but this is a really good movie. I want to encourage you, please watch this, Christians. This is a clip. The actor does a tremendous job playing somebody who is demon possessed. And there's a little monologue here between the two actors. Go ahead and push play.
All of us against all of you.
Us being demons.
Well, you know, if that's the case, your side's not doing too well.
Do you really believe that, James?
Yeah. We've never been freer. Literacy is at an all-time high. We're working to eliminate racism, intolerance, gender inequality. People can love who they want, be who they want, do what they want. Diversity is no longer a dream. Hate speech is no longer tolerated. And politically, we're reclaiming the moral high ground.
James, I think I love you. Literacy, James. James, the average high school graduate reads at a sixth grade level. You have basketball players making $30 million a year decrying racism, all while wearing sneakers made from slave labor. Now, here's something for you. Right now, your world currently has 40 million slaves, more than the Romans had at the height of their empire. You want to know the best part, though? Half of those, half, are sex slaves, James.
And their kids.
As for hate speech, well, you want to hear some irony? We didn't even come up with that one. You did it all by yourself. Sometimes you amaze even us.
I fail to see the humor.
Bottom line is you're done. It's over, that's it. And we did it all right to your face, James. And now there's evil everywhere. And no one even cares.
Go ahead and pause it. We're gonna start episode two, those of you who are with us, with this very clip. This right here is the battle. We wrestle not against physical, and we're tempted. We want to wrestle against people, but we wrestle against principalities, powers, things in high places. We gotta be on guard. Those of you who would like to see the remainder of this, please come back tomorrow. Listen to part two on American Christian Network, or go to @churchandstate1776, watch on Facebook or Rumble. On behalf of all of the Kingdom of Heaven, it's been a pleasure being with you. Church and State is brought to you independently as of now. I'm Pastor Gabe, A Calm Does Not Suit Me. And on behalf of Caleb Collier, we were born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Synapse is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsynapse.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsynapse.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to BH.
Bitcoin-PM.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's a 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry, your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code CHURCHANDSTATE.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTATE. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14, 2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.